Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A big moment back into the fray.
Yeah, that's true actually.
Also, it's a pretty crowded
platform
at the moment.
We're not gonna have any pandemic cut through.
Everyone and their dog has a podcast now. I see.
Yeah. Listen,
no, but it's true.
There is something slightly fishy about us coming back to the podcast ground during the pandemic. It's like I was just bitching earlier about companies that have jumped on board and started producing hand sanitizer and stuff for commercial
and then
purposes.
Immediately have bought the hand sanitizer. So fucking bullshit.
Well, it smells good if they're producing a good product. I don't think everything I said.
Champagne, clean-handed socialist.
I know, exactly. Well, listen, hey.
You kombucha socialist.
Oh, fuck. Let's just give everyone a rundown of what our situation
is. Okay, guess what? Oh, let's give them a rundown of the kind of global situation.
Sure.
For
those who exclusively get their news from Bonus of the Heart.
We're so sorry.
Who have been living under a rock for 6 months, have no idea what's happened.
Look, the world has changed, but we haven't. Okay? So we haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah.
The reason why, basically the only reason.
Oh, she's croaky. She's croaky in this podcast. You gotta get
used to that. The reason why we're here is that some stuff happened.
You're doing a horrible job at this.
How do you describe a global pandemic in the best way?
Rose and I were both in the UK together.
That's good, yeah.
We were going to be shooting, I guess it's public knowledge, we were going to be shooting the series is the whole show. So the first season of Rose's show in the UK.
No, first series, because people say series in the UK.
Fine.
God damn it.
As you were.
Anyway,
we're shooting the first series of Rose's TV show in the UK, which she is the star, creator, executive producer, and writer of. And I'm her little writing bitch.
That's true. That's her official title.
I went over there about 2 weeks ago to join Rose, and day I left.
God, this is juicy. We never had a story.
It's incredible.
I'm excited to see what happens.
The day I left, I got a call from my dad saying, hey, you need to make sure you're insured for Corona, to which I was like, there is no insurance for Corona, because by then it was already kicking off. Mm. Went over to the UK, and approximately 4 days ago, they made the decision that we were no longer going to be shooting as the situation escalated. Mm. And so Rose and I both separately made the call to come back to New Zealand to kind of see out whatever's going to happen here.
To finally
really.
Set up this B&B.
Yes.
This is the right time, I think. This is the right moment. You know,
just like, now's the time to set up an Airbnb and just a little boutique restaurant.
Boutique, very, very small scale for the very minimal amount of people in New Zealand. There has been a travel ban there's restrictions now that only New Zealanders can come home.
Mm.
But Alice left, and then basically as she was leaving for the airport, I was booking my flight to go. So I was following you by 20 hours probably.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
And then I went home, got drunk, packed. It was a bloody weird time. I mean, look, who
weird
knows?
Time when for everyone, eh?
I mean, the weirdest time.
Truly it is.
It's the most surreal, time in the world. I mean, my friend thinks it's her weed brownie fantasy. That's come true for everyone. And I was like, you know what? Could be true.
Maybe. But listen, it's hard to know what's going to happen. The future is uncertain. But where we are right now is, I think we've just, like everyone probably, we're taking it day by day. We're both isolated.
Yes, that's the backstory of why this is happening, basically, is that we're both bound to, and rightly so, self-isolation.
Yes.
Coming in from the UK.
So my sister's very generously given us her place, and she's gone to stay at my parents'.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous little place.
Two-bedroom unit out the back of my parents' house. So there's a lot of communication with me and my family at a very safe distance.
Very funny.
Which they're loving, because Rose has always refused their advances.
I haven't. I made efforts. I made efforts towards the end of last year. I made efforts to come into the house.
Yeah.
I feel like their vibe with me is still very, I'm very on thin ice. Don't know if they're joking. Don't know if they're not.
No, they love you.
No, I love it. I love it. No, I'm so... Look, I can't believe I've locked out. I get to hang out here for 2 weeks. You know, we've made... We're in the luckiest possible situation.
We really are in the best possible place.
I know. And we're here to actually... We're kind of doing some work together.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a big reason why I came, is we can get this B&B off the ground. As soon as this happened, I went, this is God. This is God telling me this. This B&B needs to happen.
I would love it if that was the outcome, is that you just decided, give up comedy, I'm coming back to New Zealand, I'm going to get an Airbnb off the ground.
I have, no, a B&B, not an Airbnb, just a B&B.
B&B, sorry, yeah, B&B.
Very different.
Yeah, of course.
It is weird, though, because it's a weird, because the events are so hard to process, because none of us have gone through this, unless, you know, I guess you're alive in 1918 or so.
Yes.
But you know, and do not want to cut them out.
That is actually the one guest we would love to have on the podcast, is somebody who lived through it in 1918 and is prepared to talk to us in kind of a light, affable way. Just keep it easy.
Keep it light, keep it fresh. You got through it, you know, and you're a testament to that. But it is, it's such a massive thing to process for everyone, and it's happening so fast that it's just like, it's very strange. I think some of the thoughts you have are strange, and some of the instincts you have to, you know, put a deposit on a B&B, you know, to you know, come out of nowhere. But maybe that's where, you know,
where
you're
intended
to be going. No, freaking weird time. But look, a lot of also, yeah, it's funny, man, though, because in weird such. Catastrophic, let's just say, circumstances. It's so funny.
Not
when,
talking
like,
about our own specific. No, we're talking about, no, yeah, okay. Just clarifying.
Oh, such can two bed?
Yeah.
Two bed? Okay. No, of course. No, I mean, like, such crazy circumstances. It's really funny when, like, funny, normal things happen. I think that's what we've had so much, though, with, like, the celebrity kind of, reaction. Just even have access to Twitter and shit, and
oh
like, and
God.
it's like satire. Some of it, it's like it's like years and years. It's like it's happening in real life. But oh my God,
I will say this: people have been shitting on that Imagine video from by Gal
Let's talk
Gadot
Imagine. Let's talk Imagine.
But I gotta say, in some ways, it's the best thing that could have happened to us.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, oh, you probably everyone's on fucking Twitter at the moment, right?
Imagine
just like
song.
Stressing themselves out. But Gal Gadot got all her celeb mates to film a little bit of Imagine from isolation. And it was truly like a moment of, like, okay, I have a theory. We both have a theory, really, that this whole virus will be the fall of celebrity.
Yeah, it's the breaking down of social structures.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't think celebrity's over, but I think that we're like very much confronted with why we worship celebrity. Okay, so this is the thing. It's like there's no publicists. Like the publicists can't get to the celebrities fast enough. So it's like they're fucked it. Like Vanessa Hudgens, like all of this stuff. Because when you do meet an actual celebrity, they're
they are mental.
Like what? Like what do they do? Like they're nuts. Gal Gadot. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'd have a great conversation with her. You know what I mean?
No, I would not have anything to say to Gal Gadot.
I would really have nothing to say to Gal Gadot. I'd be like,
you're tall. She's had some things, said some stuff about Israel and stuff.
She's got some ropey shit. So here's a task.
I mean, everyone has some ropey shit, but it all comes to the fore. Something about this feels like extremely clarifying in terms of like showing what you do and do not give a shit about. And through all of that, what I think Rose and I have both realized is that what we do still give a shit about is when is the next time we're going to have sex?
Everything comes back to, I'm just like, a moment of silence and going, I mean, people will date. People will date. People will, they'll have to. They'll have to date. And then I found myself saying this a lot. Found myself saying, I'm actually glad that we're not in a relationship at a time like this. You can just be quite stressful, you know. And it is, you know, it is.
Yeah.
But it's also a fucking stressful time to be alone.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're lucky. We've got lots of, you know, friends and family. But fuck. I mean, I think it's going to be fine. Okay, my theory, if you want to hear it before I want to go into a little bit of a game. Yeah. A little bit of a game. Fuck me. Day one.
This is
day one.
Yeah.
12 hours?
12 hours in. Yeah, and after that, just want to... Oh, fuck, man. There's no editing on these episodes because they're just going to be going out every day as we record them.
Mm-hmm.
But tell your theory, and then I want to say, before we get to the game, already the revelations that have come out about our friendship in the short time that we've been here, and then we'll get to a game. So what is your theory regarding sex and ISO and COVID?
Okay, no, this you framing it like that is going to make me sound very flippant about an absolute catastrophe going on. I'm going to be the smutty one who's turned it into when I'm going to have sex again.
No, I raised that. Listen, I don't think people are tuning into this to hear doom and gloom, all right? Everyone knows the situation is...
Also, everyone's really horny, for sure.
Everyone's horny and everyone's scared and everyone's in these weird places. I mean, let's
horny
just
and scared is crazy mix, eh?
What a combo.
What an insane
that
combo.
That is like some truly furious masturbating.
Also, you're delving into the depths of, you know, like some fantasies going. You know, you got to get some good narratives going.
Yeah.
No, but it's. So my theory is that social distancing, while very important, we're gonna have to do it for a long time.
Yes.
It's
important that you guys know that Bottles of the Heart is a pro physical distancing.
Yeah. Pro physical distancing.
Yeah. The New Zealand government, for those of you who are overseas, have pivoted from social distancing to calling it physical distancing.
That's so great.
So that they're still encouraging people to call each other and all that sort of stuff. Which is lovely.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, but we are a pro physical distancing podcast. We're recording this a meter apart.
Yeah, well.
Probably more like two, actually.
No, that's about a meter.
Okay.
Your stats are way wrong. That's crazy.
Right. Sorry, go on.
I've been physical distancing from a... For a long time.
Pre-COVID
physical distancing. Force field. But no, yeah, my theory is that it'll be fine. And people are going to come out of this really horny and safe. And when it's safe to come out of this and be deeply horny, not even horny physically, then people are horny emotionally. That doesn't have anything to do with sex. I think that's what it is. It's that I think a lot of people have realized how important, even if you hate people, how like deeply important it is to just like be around people or like
yeah
be connected to someone in some way.
What a privilege it is to be annoyed by someone by spending time with them.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. I some people like yeah. I don't know. It's just like watching all those fucking videos of people doing like singing on balconies, and you're like, damn, yeah, because people want to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, they want to feel connected.
I know.
Yeah.
We should sing on our balcony to no one.
We will sing on our balcony.
I'm not going to sing on our balcony.
I'll sing on the balcony.
I will only sing on the balcony if you just watch me sing on the balcony. I don't want you to join in. Because you always join in and you always join in on the harmony when I try and harmonize. You do the melody, I start doing the harmony, then you go to the harmony and I'm like, well, I'm going to go to the melody again. Then you go back to the melody. I'm like, we need to choose. God, it's really going to be hard to not be earnest in these.
No, I think that's okay. It can be a mix.
God, we are earnest.
Yeah, we are earnest all the time. I think what it's done for me, which is so far, has been like immediately when this all started breaking out, it just felt like extremely clarifying that I wanted to be home with my family and my friends and stuff like that. Like once we knew that the situation was getting serious, and I think that's kind of nice in the sense that like, I'm very privileged, I know, to be in that position to have like family and friends who I love.
Yeah.
And I recognize that is not the situation for everyone. But for me, it's just like the people in my life who I love, I just like love them so much more now.
Whereas I immediately wanted to sell my stocks. That was the first thing I did. Yeah. And I was like, well, I got it now.
Oh, I should. I feel like I should say, because I am coughing a lot on this podcast. And first of all, it's not transmittable through the internet.
The microphones have been washed and sterilized.
Don't believe the rumors.
So I'm just making some.
The second thing is, I developed a cough about 5 or 6 days ago.
Ooh, this is your celeb statement.
This is my celeb statement.
This is amazing.
I developed a cough about 5 or 6 days ago, but it coincided immediately with the decision I made to give up vaping.
I made the brave decision to give up vaping
because I basically read one article that was like, smokers and vapers get the disease worse.
But it is true.
Or the virus worse. It is true.
Ah, sorry. Oh. I've just spilled something.
That's right. And so I gave up vaping very, ceremoniously. I threw my vape in the bin at work.
Wow.
And I have hundreds of
no one was watching.
Of, basically that's true.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Anyway, I've monitored my temperature for a week and it's never once spiked or anything like that. But I came home and they wanted me to get tested. So I went through to a drive-through testing place today. They put a big old swab in my nose, which hurt and made me cry. But not because I'm a pussy bitch, because the nurse told me it would make me cry because of like whatever it tickles when they put it in your nose.
And you're touched by honesty.
Yeah. I was. Anyway, but I feel physically fine and stuff, but I do still have a cough that is persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just waiting to see. Apparently I'll get my results in 2 days. So I'll live update you as to what I am.
This is huge.
This is huge. Fine. And Rose is going to potentially get tested tomorrow because she has a bit of a sore throat, even though she's trying to pass it off as hay fever.
It fucking is hay fever, but I'm still getting tested.
If they want you to. We're both taking the testing protocols seriously.
We're taking them seriously as fuck. We're taking it all very seriously.
Which I think is the right response, right? Is to like,
yeah,
keep a positive attitude, but take everything that they're suggesting seriously.
We're very lucky we were from a country and we are in a country where the protocols are clear. The plan's like pretty damn clear.
Yeah.
And there's confidence in the sort of the level of, I don't know, like fucking aptitude of the leader of your country. Yes. Which I think a lot of people are struggling with in their respective countries, and I feel you feel almost a bit bad because you know, New Zealand's it's still happening here, but
so if you are listening to this from a place where it feels shit and unsafe at the moment, message us. We'll do message anything we can to cheer you up.
Apart from nudes, that'll be in day 14, I think. When we're left ripped. So yeah, we're in day one of our isolation. I feel like you wanted to speak on some of the truths that have come out about our friendship. But I don't know. It's also, as soon as you said that, I'm like, I know exactly what you're going to say. What's so funny about spending the whole day with you or all the time with you is that there's nothing new. There's nothing new, like, I know what your response is going to be and what you're thinking and what you're going to say.
What do you mean there's nothing new?
You're an open book.
What, in the sense that I'm an open book? And what do you mean by that? Like, you know what I'm going to say now because you've spent the day with me where you've seen my reactions? Or there are no surprises when you spend more time with me as to what kind of person I'm like?
No, I can see your thought processes and what you're gonna like, and it's very fun. It's funny. What it was, I noticed it downstairs. We were had some friends at over a fence, talking to some friends over a fence, and you mentioned someone something, and it was funny because you kind of looked to me as if it was new information to me, but I'm like, we already talked about this. It was something about, what was it about? It was you asking whether or not. Something, I don't know. It was
God, I want to know what it... Are you just not saying it because we're
recording? No, I've completely forgotten. It was just something like, you're like, you know, right? Like, you're like, you were saying it to me, and then I look back at you going, we've already spoken about this at length. And it was just like feeling like being in a married couple of like, we've talked about all of this. Talk to the friends. Talk to the people outside people. You know, we've already exhausted it all. And it's day one.
Already 12 hours in and you're like, I know all her stories.
I know all her stories. I know. We should track the emotionally where we are. No, that should be
disaster. I think this will be a live tracker of emotionally where we're at as we go through it. In reality, we are both so lucky to have each other.
I think we'll be fine.
In this situation.
It's great that we're not, like, dating, and it's great that we're not... Mm-hmm. And have the kids.
Yeah.
God, should we get a kid in here? Get a Corona kid in here, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If there are any Corona kids out there.
We're about more than welcome. We'll start our 14 days again.
Okay, that was unintelligible. Rose was eating ice cream.
Anyway.
So basically what came out today is that Rose removed me from her close friends list on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then subsequently she called Emma, who's a friend of ours, who I name by name because she'll be thrilled to hear this, her best friend.
She won't listen to it.
She'll listen to this. Oh, she'll listen. This bomb's going to be dropped.
Ooh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
This is my elbow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, my fear of sneezing. Okay, so I haven't had a fear of sneezing since I've been fit. We'll address the Rose thing. So I've had a fear of sneezing since about the age of like 13, 14, 15. Because my dad does big, fat, wet sneezes in the car.
Don't say that.
It's just true.
Big, fat, wet sneezes. That's so Tim. It's very Tim Robinson.
Well, it's just so gross.
Mm.
And so I've always been afraid of sneezes. And I have a reaction to them, which is... really socially isolating for whoever the person is who sneezes.
It really is.
Completely uncontrollable by me. But now I don't want to make people feel bad for, like, any sick symptoms that they're exhibiting of corona. Because, like, in England, when I did have, like, a little bit of a cough, like, it was very, like...
Yeah.
I was, like, very self-conscious and doing everything I could to, like, not expel anything in public.
Yeah.
But when people sneeze now, I'm worried that they think that I'm going to be, that I'm, like, worried about corona. But, I mean, I am, but, like, not in that specific instance.
You are so afraid of, you've got such a phobia of sneezing that when, you don't even live in England, and when someone sneezes in England, I look around to see how you're going to react. I'm like, oh, don't do that, because Alice is actually really sensitive to that. So I took you up my close friends list because I was, like, posting, like, you know, little thing. But
here's how I found out. She referenced to my other friends an Instagram story. And I said, oh, I don't remember seeing that. And she goes, oh, I took you off my close friends
list. To save you.
Why? Explain yourself.
Because I just was posting... I'll put you back on it. I was doing a little bitch post about being, like, sad to having to come back from England. And I was like, ugh. I don't know.
Well, Alice is going to hate this.
Yeah.
No, walk me through your thought process.
That was it.
Oh.
That was basically it. Not hate it, but you were going to be like, oh, God. Already worried about me.
Because I was worried about you, that's fair.
Exactly. Let bygones be bygones. You're back on the list.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try and do an Instagram post in this house with you in the next 14 days that you're not going to see happen in real time. That'd be really funny if I started posting heaps of things and you were still off the list.
Oh my God. It's an interesting thing though. Like, I wonder if we should start having an hour a day where we're both like definitively in our room
diagonally
and we should like opposite. Work on projects or something and then meet up and show what we've done. So we can, it's like a way to keep spark in our relationship.
My favorite thing about that is that you couldn't contain your excitement for the idea through saying, why don't we do another project? That's actually quite good though. You know, I do like projects. Yeah, maybe we should try and do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we should do it. Maybe in the next episode, we'll reveal the project we've done in that hour.
That's such a good
on
idea.
The episode. Okay.
We'll look forward to that. Fucking shit. Fuck me.
Oh my
look
God.
Forward to that tomorrow.
Bought some whiskey at duty free. We've been hitting it.
Yeah.
Hitting it a little bit.
A little bit.
Not enough, though, to be fair. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up because
I've got no sense of time.
Neither do I. But I'm going to wrap it up with a quick. So basically, we're going to try and do these essentially every day, because what the fuck else are we going to do?
I mean, we'll try. I think tonally, like, it's hard to know where to pitch anything at the moment, because obviously, like, the world is in, like, a very serious situation,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's kind of suffering at different levels, but all together. But I think we're just going to do our best to probably maintain the ilk of podcasts that we normally release, which is scattered.
Yeah.
Occasionally very funny and often not.
Really bad.
Often really bad. Loose. I think that's the kind of quality you can expect.
God.
What?
Yeah, we've just been so... This is the most leadership we've shown in these podcasts ever. This is insane. Well, it is just so funny to be feel like you're flippant at a weird, an unflippant time. But I truly believe that people will come to the B&B. And that's not a flippant plan.
That's not a flippant plan. And if you guys do have anything you want to talk about, crushes, anything really, I think we're open to whatever.
God, yeah, whatever you want to distract or even talk about. I don't know.
Yeah, even if
don't
you want us to talk about COVID and how shit it feels or whatever it is, whatever you want us to talk about, just message us and we'll do it.
Message us, tweet us at boner of the heart. Fuck, yeah, boner of the heart. Uh-huh. .net, and obviously our Twitter accounts. And maybe we should get the email going again. Okay, so...
Oh, we've got the... we'll find the password to the email. Rose set up the email address and then immediately forgot the password.
I didn't. I told you the email password three times.
It didn't work.
We'll talk about it later. I will log into it right now. Jesus Christ. I already bought Animal Crossing, so that's on its way. What I want to do really quickly is I want to play a very quick game, just for old time's sake, of... Oh, my God. It's been so long since we've done the podcast.
You can't remember the game? Hot or not?
It's not hot. It's hot or not. It's hot or not. Manish magnetic.
Yeah.
Is it hot or not? No, it's not. It's
hot.
Hit.
Yes. Hot.
Hot. Yes. Hot. Yes. No. Oh my God.
We can't remember what the name of the game
is. Oh my God.
I'm sure it's called a quick fire round of hot. Oh no, now be a hot. Yes. Hot. Not.
And then people are on the hit list. Ellen DeGeneres.
Do you know what this means? It means we genuinely have to go back and listen to one of those earlier podcasts.
Fuck me.
Honestly, can I just say, thank my past
hot
self
yes, hot not.
For laying out the rules
oh
to the game.
Oh my God.
So stringently.
Oh no, it's coming back to me.
We have them on record. It's
okay.
Hot yes, hot not.
Hot yes, hot not. Magnetic, magnetic.
Yeah.
We are going to do hot yes, hot not. Quickfire.
Okay.
Of the celebrities who featured in the Imagine video.
Oh, Jesus, God, I'm sorry about my laugh there.
No, don't worry. You laugh like that all the time.
I know, but it embarrasses Rose, and I'm trying to cut
no,
it back
it doesn't.
In front of her.
No, it doesn't. Okay. So, okay. Cara Delevingne.
Hot not.
What?
Schmagnetic.
Wow.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't want to be shitting on anyone during these hard times.
But you just gave the worst possible outcome for this game. Hot, not schmagnetic. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd say hot, yes, schmagnetic. I think you're wild. Like if you saw Cara Delevingne in real life, you'd be like, that person's hot. Okay?
Oh, for sure.
Gal Gadot.
Hot yes. Magnet.
Oh, what?
And I don't want that to be my position on it.
Fuck
I don't
me.
Want that to be my position
Why?
On
Explain
it.
Yourself. Pause.
Fine. Because
Mutual pause, yeah.
Because I think fundamentally that I wouldn't enjoy her company.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that she has... listen, I guess if magnetism is about personality, she's a schmagnetic for me. But I'm physically drawn to her.
I think there is something in what you're saying that there is something about being drawn to someone for being so just wrong for you.
Yeah, maybe.
You're like... And you're like drawn to the kind of mystery of that.
God, I hope not.
No, not wrong for you, but like, I'm like, you wouldn't get on, but she'd probably say some fucking get on wild shit that you're like, well, this is at least interesting. Yeah. So it's like, she's like so crazy that she's not boring.
She's the kind of person who I think I would observe rather than interact with.
For sure. Okay. Natalie Portman.
Hot, yes, magnetic.
Absolutely. Yeah, without question. Yeah. Fuck, man. I mean, I'm sorry, but that read was.
But I'm so happy for her that she's so hot and talented and appears to be really happy. So, like, she's
incredibly
fine.
Incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig. Hot, yes, hot, magnetic.
Yeah, but honestly, I felt like a really poor performance in the Imagine video.
Look, I mean, I think this can go across the board
most people. I know, but knowing she was second up.
She didn't know she'd be second.
She did though.
She didn't.
Oh, do you reckon they cut? They did the whole song and then they just cut together.
100%. And I do. I honestly think she's pissed that she was second. And what Gal Gadot did was being, my bad, from Wonder Woman, 1984. Oh my god! You know,
of course. I was wondering what the connection was there.
Yes, and as well as Pedro Pascal in it.
Oh,
so that's why Kristen Wiig was number two, man. And I reckon she's fucked off that she was fucking number two.
I reckon she's gutted she's in the vid,
she's
to be honest.
She's gutted that she's in the vid.
I reckon they're all kind of gutted there in the vid.
Of course they're gutted there
but
in the vid.
But then also perspective because of global events, maybe.
Totally. Like, I think they're going to be fine, these celebrities.
Yeah.
But
God, my tolerance for, like, seeing, like, we're in such a good, like, don't get me wrong. Like, in terms of isolation, we're in, like, the best possible spot right now. And, like, super privileged in that we have, like, outdoor space, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I see another fucking celebrity, like, moaning on about their fucking quarantine in, like, a fucking multi-million-dollar house with fucking, I'm just saying fuck a lot, but with, like, tennis courts and pools and fucking bowling lanes and shit, I'm gonna lose it. Like,
that's like they're bored.
Yeah, but
being
I'm like,
bored in a $12 million house.
It just kills me. And if anything, I really feel like this virus has like fully, like, not that I've ever felt that I wasn't seeing it, but like has really like pulled to the front just like the vast, okay, now I'm getting serious, but vast inequality in the world in a way where I'm like, if there's going to be a revolution, it's going to be fucking now.
It's going to happen
because
now.
Because like, the fact that people are receiving unequal healthcare based on their means is like the most disgusting thing I've heard of in my entire life.
It's absolutely insanity.
Been happening before this virus, and like, who knows? Who knows? Maybe. It'll
and then Rihanna's over there, like donating, like what, like thousands and thousands of dollars for ventilators in Barbados. Did you see
is
that?
She?
Yeah,
that's sick.
She's not in the fucking video, man.
Nah.
But that was the weirdest thing is that was everyone was like, "Why are you doing this? What is it for? For morale?
Yeah,
for morale.
Yeah." It's like, your celebrity won't help me fucking beat this virus.
And if anything, your celebrity only is really useful for fundraising actual money.
For money! It's like, if you're a rich person now, give away your money! I cannot stress
away
that enough!
Your money.
Like, this is what I don't understand. I'm like, why don't just, like, the top 10 billionaires in the world get together and be like, hey guys, let's all shave off a fucking tenth of our income. That'll be $100 billion. We can help ensure that, you know, all these people in developing countries and shit. I mean, they should have been doing this for clean water, you know, like, God knows.
That's just how,
Michael Bloomberg was like, gave $40 million to the whole thing. And then I was like, fuck, that's a lot of money. Good on him. And then later in the article, it was like, he spent four times that much on his abandoned presidential campaign. And I was like, that cunt he needs to go.
He needs to go.
Well, not to die. I don't wish that on anyone, but.
Yeah. Well.
Just when will they learn their lesson? Anyway. Who's next? Sorry. Light and fluffy, though.
Really, really light and fluffy. It's interesting, though, because I think it's we're so rarely. I think, especially at the time, a time like the in a world where now celebrities are so accessible with the platforms to be themselves, like on Twitter, on Instagram, so it's like a glimpse into their lives and all this stuff. But you kind of see that, like, when all of that shit falls away and we're all in the same predicament and experiencing the same global crisis, albeit in different levels and in different circumstances. It's like, yeah, it so fucking crystallizes like the kind of the fact that
like they're crazy. I don't know why I'm doing that with my nose. But also like, oh, this is hard to explain. But it's like
Rose is touching her face right now, but with clean hands.
With clean hands.
With clean hands.
And inside. It's like, I don't know. It's basically celebrities should, this is why celebrities have publicists.
Yeah.
And we used to read in like magazines and shit about people like celebrities, like lavish lifestyles and like lifestyles of rich and famous, and you're like in cribs and stuff, and you're always like so deeply impressed and stuff. And then I think there's a swing away from that, from when people had platforms like social media being like, guys, we're normal just like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Chrissy Teigens of the world being like, I kind of like macaroni.
Yeah.
Kind of cute. And everyone's like, we do too. We're the same, you and I.
Yeah.
And then things like this where you go, we are not the same.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. Oh my God.
We're not the same. It's like, if you're a fucking celebrity right now living in a fucking rich ass mansion and you're not doing everything you can to fill those rooms with people who need help, go fuck yourself.
Talking to the queen, man.
I'm talking to the fucking queen. Buckingham Palace should become a working hospital.
It should always be a working hospital.
It should always be a working hospital.
Okay, Will Ferrell.
In saying that, any celebs listening, please reach out. We'd love to have you on the body.
God damn it.
Will Ferrell, hot yes, magnetic.
Hot yes, magnetic.
Yeah, I fucking love him.
Zoe Kravitz.
I would love to have sex with him.
Yeah, I know.
Hot yes.
Hot yes.
Magnetic.
Interesting. I'd say hot, magnetic because I watched a Hot Wings episode and it was quite interesting.
Oh, really?
Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, in general or in the video?
Nah, I think it's in general.
Okay, well, hot yes, magnetic.
Yeah, we've got to go
in
by
the video.
Their own.
Hot not, schmagnetic.
Wow.
And I think, honestly, I am devastated that he participated.
I think that he is so well-meaning that he just kind of fangs it out with everything and goes, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, maybe.
And made a misstep here. I think all of these people had the best of intentions.
I agree. They had Sarah Silverman too. You're right.
Yes,
magnetic. Everyone had the best of
intentions. Had the best of intentions.
Mm.
Again, you don't know what people are going through, etc.
Yeah.
But the best of intentions, the best laid plans, sometimes... I mean, it's when you get to the point of editing it together and someone's going, you know, this is... It does seem a bit on the nose, doesn't it? It does seem a bit like... No. It's great. It's fine.
Do you reckon Yoko Ono turned down an appearance?
Fuck yeah. Yoko Ono's the man. Yeah. James Marsden.
Okay.
Hot not.
Magnetic. But I was watching an episode of him in 30 Rock the other day and he was fucking funny great. In it. Yeah.
Jamie Dornan.
Hot not. Schmagnetic.
Whoa, fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Nah, I've seen him in real life. He was wearing
a
polo. It was really nice.
I have 50 Shades of Grey scenes.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
The ones like on Pornhub or something? Were you just zoomed to hit on Netflix?
To be honest, I think I just watched it from like one of the second or third movies just to like get in the mood and then head it home.
God.
I didn't like watch it at the time that I was masturbating. It was more just like as a like, I guess like an entree to the back.
God.
Is that too much to give away?
I mean...
Honestly, who cares now, man? All we've got is masturbation. Just, like, fucking have a hoon on yourself.
Basically have masturbation. I said this to you the other day that I have real difficulties with, like, fantasies because mine are very scattered, the editing's poor, the story is never linear. So I'm like, and I'm just fretting, like, one thing to the other. Like, I'm never just watching a story. I'm like... And then this happens, and oh God, no, maybe I'll change to this. It's like changing channels.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure it out.
But you've been enjoying Dipsy though, haven't you?
Look, we're not going to do a free shout out to Dipsy. We got to bleep that out, but I mean, we don't have to bleep that out. It is great.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed how great it is. Like.
That's the erotic storytelling app. You guys have got to get it. Because here's the thing. You know, we cannot touch each other, but if we have clean hands, we can touch ourselves.
Oh my God. It's true though. But the thing is with like audio things is that it feels like very erotica, which is such a 90s word, I think.
And it's such a mum way to masturbate.
Exactly, for sure.
But
and
I think that's kind of why I like it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a bit naughty, you know, like the kids are in bed and I've got a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Oh my God. That's crazy that the
husband's in the office doing some work.
What work is he doing?
He's working late at night on emails.
And not fucking you. And so you have to...
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane. Yeah. I always feel weird about, like... I always feel annoyed at what... This is so too much of
a... Go on.
No, but it's... No, like, with those things... And, like, it's the same point or whatever, point as well, where... When you come, you're like, oh my god, my mum listens to this. Oh my god, my mum listens to this. I just realized this. Mum, don't listen to this.
It's important she know.
Fucking hell, I would ask her not to. But it's like you're like not ashamed, but you're surprised at what did it. So like, how did you like? Wow, okay,
yeah.
So that there's something there, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, that did something, and it just surprises you in a weird way.
Honestly, this whole world shutdown could be a beautiful moment to all discover our bodies and what we enjoy and don't enjoy. Fuck but yeah. Don't you think that's kind of exciting about, like, when you're having sex with a person? And you're, like, growing a sexual relationship or whatever. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's, like... Do you think that's a gross phrase to say?
No, I've just never heard it
developing
before.
Developing a sexual relationship?
Or just, like, having sex with someone can...
I guess, but like the sex gets like different and better and...
Not my bad. Starts good, downhill from there. No. That's actually a joke.
Well, I can't remember what I was going to say, but that is when you discover new shit where you're like, oh, like about having sex with that person.
Right.
Oh, I like that too. Or, you know, there's something in there.
Yeah.
Or maybe delete that. You're making me feel uncomfortable about it now.
No, don't say that. Okay. I just genuinely can't remember having sex. Like, literally.
It's not that long ago that you had sex.
Yeah, but I repress the memories. You know that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't ever remember having sex. Whereas
I don't remember having sex because I need to repress the memories because if I'm going to have sex with another person, I can't remember what it was like to have sex with the previous person. So I really, if I've had sex with you, I do not remember it. And I'm so sorry about that.
I remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember.
There's some that I don't remember great, but.
We said this is going to be 20 minutes and it's so much longer than that.
Oh, okay, let's wrap it up.
Fuck, let's wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Sorry, guys. You're probably tuned out by now.
I know. God. Anyway. Oh, my God. This is the first of, I'd say, about 14. Maybe 10.
We'll probably do them every day or every second. We'll see how we go.
We'll do them as long as we need to. It's good to have a debrief at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows how this went?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe people have been messaging asking for one. Maybe we put this out and they're like, actually, you know what?
We don't need it.
It was fine.
We've moved on.
We've moved on.
The world's different now.
I understand.
I understand that as well.
But please do get in touch with anything you want us to talk about. We'll probably be going through some ISO hotties. That's isolation hotties as we go. Mm-hmm.
And I can rest assured, we do not have a Patreon that you need to donate.
No.
But please donate to the Patreons of other people or even maybe charity or two.
If you can afford to support small businesses or charities, support vulnerable people in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
do everything you can.
Get someone to record an erotic story for you to listen to and pay them for the services.
Yeah, Rose might actually, one of the projects she works on in the hours alone.
The genres of those erotic stories are so funny and so hilarious. The cowboy one I listened to, like them working on a ranch.
Oh.
And I was like, this is so stupid.
But you loved it.
I kind of loved it.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's it, really. Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. And
abide by your government guidelines.
Oh, my God. Stay safe where you are, and please do keep in touch. And keep in touch. Well, we're going to see them tomorrow. We can tell them all this again.
We're
just going to get sick of saying all this stuff again and again and again.
I will keep saying it.
Because
I'm passionate.
You are a passionate person. Anyway. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, good luck, and good night.
Stop it. Till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.